welcome to the 381st edition of Travel Itch Radio, the show that lets you scratch your lust for travel from the friendly confines of your home. I'm your host, Dan Schlossberg, along with co-host Mary Ellen Nugent-Lee.
We know you can't travel yet, but we also know that things will change, hopefully sooner rather than later. In the meantime, we're continuing this weekly show so that a half hour of armchair travel will take you back to the good old days and help you understand that they will come back soon. Tonight, our guest
and
is
tonight,
Andrea
with thunderstorms raging in both New York and New Jersey, so if you hear thunder in the background, you'll know why. Our guest is Andrea Wolf, Vice President of Marketing for Outdoorsy, a great and growing RV rental company. Welcome, Andrea, to Travel Itch Radio.
Hi, Dan and Mary Ellen. Thanks so much for having me here.
Well, thank you for joining us. With normal summer travel upended by the COVID outbreak, are more people looking to rent recreational vehicles as a safe alternative to planes, trains, and hotels?
As a matter of fact, they are. Our website traffic has actually increased almost 200% year over year this summer, which is our busiest time of the year. And one of the benefits of RV travel today is the ability to control your environment and the amount of distance between yourself, your family, and others. So if you aren't comfortable with hotels or being in airports at the moment, an RV gives you the same amenities as a hotel with the added mobility.
And is it true, Andrea, that your company, Outdoorsy, is the largest peer-to-peer RV rental company in the U.S.?
We are indeed. We've had over 200,000 vehicles listed on our platform, and we're available in 14 countries and over 4,800 cities worldwide.
How much has business increased since the pandemic shut down sports, Broadway, and most of American business in the middle of March?
Yeah, Outdoorsy suffered some of the same business effects as most of the country did in early March, but we saw a really dramatic V-shaped recovery during COVID. So from our low point in March to June, our revenue grew by over 4,000%. And the most interesting thing is that most of our bookings are coming from new renters, so people who are new to Outdoorsy and new to RV travel.
Cool. Tell us about your inventory. What kind of RVs are available to rent? Tell us all about the size, shape, price, where to find them.
There are so many. So our most popular rentals this summer are drivables. And so these are the ones you can drive versus tow. And you can choose from Class A's, which are like the big bus-style rigs. They're typically about 30 to 45 feet long. If you want to travel in luxury or travel with a few more people, that's what you'll want to choose. Then you have your Class C's, which are our typical motorhome-style RVs. Those range from 25 to 30 feet long, really great for family travel. And then there's camper vans, which are actually on the rise. They're these Class B's that are like Mercedes Sprinters or Winnebago Revels. Some of these are really highly customized. They're a little bit shorter, so easier to drive, 18 to 21 feet long, great for couples or solo travelers. We also have a large variety of trailers or towables that range in the same size as the drivables, but you tow them, or you can have them delivered by an owner. So 60% of Outdoorsy owners will actually offer delivery of their rigs to your destination.
We're talking with Andrea Wolf, Vice President of Marketing for Outdoorsy.
Andrea, I once rented a houseboat on the St. John's River in northern Florida, and found it a little difficult to navigate. Are land-based recreational vehicles easier to handle?
Much easier than being in the water, I can assure you. You don't need a special license to drive an RV. You follow the same rules you do in your car. The biggest things to be aware of when you're driving an RV are the length and height of the vehicle. And we always recommend just allowing yourself a little more distance between other cars if it's your first time driving an RV, or making sure your rig fits at your campsite before you depart.
Should travelers play mix and match, picking the most appropriate recreational vehicles for their vacation needs? Please tell us the difference, for example, between camper vans and pop-up trailers.
Absolutely. The best part about RV travel is that you get to customize your trip to be exactly what you want. You're basically traveling on your own terms. So if you're traveling alone or as a couple or looking for an off-grid adventure, I would recommend booking something like a 4x4 Winnebago Revel Class B camper van that sleeps comfortably. Two people, it has usually a shower inside and a toilet. These range from about $300 a night. If you have a family and you plan to stay at a campsite, I would definitely recommend our delivery option, where an owner will deliver and set up your RV at the campsite. And I would recommend booking something big, like a fifth wheeler, that are like 30 to 45 feet long. They can sleep up to 10 people, and they come with more amenities, with things like fireplaces, living rooms, multiple beds. And pop-up campers are really great for quick trips where you might want to have less amenities or you don't have a lot of space. So think of things like hunting, or if you want to go hiking and you want to park really close to the trailhead the night before.
What would you tell a prospective first-time customer about renting an RV?
Definitely don't be intimidated by the size of the vehicle. With just a few hours of driving, you'll be a pro. The first time I rented a vehicle, I was intimidated by the size, but about a few miles down the road, I felt really comfortable. And if you have the ability to be flexible with your plans, there's so many great destinations to visit in this country, you might want to spend an extra day or two somewhere where you didn't really anticipate. And don't put too much pressure on the amount of miles that you want to cover in your trip. Really just kind of take it easy, go with the flow, and enjoy the ride.
So, Andrea, what are the hottest RV destinations for late summer and early fall? Are national parks top of the list?
National parks are some of our absolute favorite destinations for RVing. We're seeing a lot of travelers this year, though, looking to stay local and seeking out hidden gems in their part of the country. So what's your favorite state park, or what are some really great destinations close to home? While the national parks are always a favorite for summer and fall travel, there's more traffic going to state parks as people are trying to social distance but don't want to maybe cross state lines or go too far.
We're talking with Andrea Wolf, VP of Marketing for Outdoorsy. What are the benefits of an RV trip over a regular road trip?
I think the benefits that RV travel gives you is you can travel with all the comforts of home that you wouldn't probably have in just a regular road trip in your everyday car. So you can have a shower, a toilet, a refrigerator with you. And you can also save money by not staying at hotels.
And what are your tips on how to get the most out of your RV?
I think one of the great things about being in an RV is you get to have your favorite things with you. So definitely bring the things you love to have around you, but don't overpack. You'll want to make sure that you're comfortable in the space without having to move things around too much. Ask a lot of questions beforehand. You're renting from an experienced RV owner, so you definitely want to make sure you're asking them everything that you want to feel comfortable about when you're driving the vehicle. And take a look at the add-ons. A lot of our owners will add additional items to the rental. So you might be able to add camp chairs, kayaks, fishing poles, s'mores kits, surfboards, you name it. Depending on where you're going, one of our outdoorsy owners probably has that to offer. Don't miss the sights along the way. If you see something interesting, stop, check it out, take a detour. And as we said before, don't be ambitious with the amount of miles that you want to cover. Take your time and enjoy the drive. And Outdoorsy always offers 24/7 customer support and 24/7 roadside assistance. So if you do run into any problems, you can definitely give us a call.
Well, let's have your take on the positive impact of nature for the mental health and well-being of RV users during the COVID-19 pandemic.
Yeah, I think one of the best parts of RV travel is just being able to wake up in a national park or overlooking a creek or a mountainside. We recently launched a survey that reported that 94% of North American families feel less stressed after taking a road trip and spending time outdoors. So there's definitely a correlation between the amount of time that you spend outdoors and the relief of the everyday stress that you're feeling, especially, you know, during COVID and when we've all been sort of locked in quarantine and trying to social distance. This is a great way to get out there, breathe some fresh air, and feel a little less stressed.
Andrea, is there a particular profile of a typical RV user, or does it cover a wide demographic? For example, what is the average age of an RV renter? And what's the percentage of male versus female customers?
It definitely covers a wide range of demographics. 40% of our user base is under the age of 40, but the average age of our first-time renter is 44. We definitely skew a little bit younger, but work-from-home opportunities and desire for safe travel modes have opened up the doors to all generations. And we definitely see an increase of families renting for us. So because kids aren't always going back to school as soon as we thought they would, it's an opportunity to get the kids on the road to help them learn a little bit more from nature.
Can anyone rent an RV, or do you need special driving lessons first?
You have to be 25 or older with a valid driver's license. You don't have to have a special driving lesson, but you might want to ask the owner to give you a test drive so that you feel really comfortable with the vehicle before you take it out.
We're talking with Andrea Wolf, Vice President of Marketing for Outdoorsy. Andrea, to me, looking at any size RV, the most difficult thing to handle would be parking. Any suggestions?
Yes, definitely book a pull-through campground if you're nervous about parking this into a spot. So when you book campgrounds, they'll usually tell you if it's pull-through or not, the same with RV parks. Make sure you know the height of your vehicle so you don't get into any tight situations with garages or drive-throughs. And most camper vans or Class Cs will fit into a normal spot just fine. But if I'm driving something a little bit larger, I like to park it a little bit further away from things just to be safe.
As someone who has never rented an RV, I'd also like to know about sight lines. If you're out on the highway, is it easy to use the front and rear view mirrors?
Yes, it's very similar to a car, but you have much larger mirrors, so you can actually see a lot more than you would in a typical vehicle.
We'd like to know a little bit more about the equipment of the typical outdoorsy RV. Are there certain basics in every unit? And do you have to pay extra for individual amenities such as television and those fireplaces you were talking about?
Yeah, the great thing about outdoorsy is that we have such a wide variety of rigs and amenities that come with them, so you can really customize it to your trip. In things like classic motorhomes or Class Cs, you'll have amenities like a fridge, a toilet, a shower, even air conditioning. Some have satellite TV, and those are usually included in the price of the whole rental. And like I said, many owners will also include add-ons for an additional price, like kayaks, fishing poles, surfboards, etc.
That's so cool. Are there books or guides that tell RV drivers where they can park overnight?
We are big fans of the apps Campendium and Harvest Host. These allow you to easily find a place to stay. Harvest Host gives you the ability to park on wineries or breweries so that you can experience some great local flavor. The other thing that we can offer you is that Outdoorsy has some really great resources for boondocking, picking campsites on our blog, outdoorsy.com.
Oh, that's wonderful. We're talking with Andrea Wolf, Vice President of Marketing for Outdoorsy.
Andrea, does Outdoorsy operate only in the United States or also in other countries like Canada, Mexico, the Bahamas, the Caribbean, and Europe?
We are in 14 countries in Canada, the United States, Australia, and in Europe.
Okay. Andrea, I'd like to know about your own background. How and when did you get into this and why?
Absolutely. I have an e-commerce background, so I've been doing marketing and e-commerce for the last 15 years. And I actually met the founders of Outdoorsy, Jim and Jess, when I was about to take a sabbatical, and I mentioned to them that I was going on a road trip, and they offered me a van. They said, go on the platform, check it out, tell us what you think. So I took a 22-day road trip from Texas to New Mexico to Colorado by myself, the first time I'd ever done a road trip by myself in my 4-pound Chihuahua, and navigated all of these really great states and these great locations. It was a 4x4 vehicle, so I was able to kind of get myself into these really cool spots to where I'd wake up, you know, overlooking a mountain range or overlooking a lake. And after that trip, I was sold. I thought it was the best way to work and still really be connected to nature, which is something I feel passionate about.
My image of an RV is an oversized vehicle that doesn't go very fast and it's hard to get around on the highway. Please correct me if I'm wrong.
It really depends on what you're driving. If you're hauling one of those 40-foot trailers that I mentioned, you might be going a little bit slower. But if you are in something that's a little bit shorter, maybe 18 to 25 feet, you can go the speed limit just like everybody else. So as long as you're comfortable with the vehicle, you can go just as fast as you would in your regular car.
Okay. And I want to tell our listeners that you're listening to Travel It Radio with Dan Schlossberg and Mary Ellen Nugent-Lee. And I think the thunderstorm has stopped. Listen live on iTunes or blogtalkradio.com or check out the archive show on Facebook. We're talking with Andrea Wolf, Vice President of Marketing for Outdoorsy.
Andrea, is it true that a growing number of satisfied customers are so happy after their RV rentals that they're actually purchasing recreational vehicles?
Absolutely. Once you experience the freedom of being able to travel where you want, live where you want, you start to get the itch for this van life. So I think the great thing about Outdoorsy is that we allow people to try before you buy. So you can go on the platform and try different types of vehicles to see what you like. For instance, I've tried a Sprinter van. I've tried a Travato van. I've tried a trailer, and I definitely have my favorites. And we're starting to usher in a new demographic of younger buyers who want to try before you buy. So it's another channel for our dealers to be able to build relationships with people who are starting to really enjoy the aspects of a more mobile life or want to be able to take trips more often so they're buying their own.
Oh, that's the greatest. What would you say are the hottest RV markets? I'm guessing the West and the South, but please feel free to straighten out that idea.
You're absolutely right. The West and the South give us the ability for longer, warmer weather so we can travel more. Denver is a really great market for us. Las Vegas, Los Angeles, Phoenix, Portland, Seattle. These are all growing markets for us.
And when you travel to a place that's not served by Outdoorsy, do you rent an RV because you just enjoy traveling that way?
Absolutely. I think RVs appeal to travelers who are looking for a new experience, wanting to get closer to nature and away from the traditional modes of travel like air and hotel. It gives you an opportunity to disconnect. Sometimes when you're traveling in national forests or national parks, you go in so deep that you just actually don't have service or access to Wi-Fi. So being in an RV and traveling in an RV, it's an experience that is something that everyone should have.
And Andrea, do RV renters see more than non-RV vacationers?
I might be biased, but I think that they do. And it depends on how ambitious you are with your itinerary. Early this year, I traveled to Maui, and I took an RV on the road to Hana, and I'm pretty sure that I saw more of Maui than the people going to the hotel resorts would have.
Okay, we're talking with Andrea Wolf, Vice President of Marketing for Outdoorsy.
Andrea, is Outdoorsy a seasonal business? In other words, when snow falls in the north and west, does that impact your business cycle?
Absolutely. Our most popular destinations are in the south and west, as we discussed. But we do see an interesting trend around the winter holidays where people will rent trailers and have them delivered to their driveways so they're able to accommodate more family members in the home. We also expect that this year our seasonality will trend a little bit differently. Most people are itching to get out of quarantine and didn't get to experience the summer vacations that they planned. So we're hoping that more people will find some recovery and recuperation in nature, and we'll see an increase in traffic more than we usually do during the winter months.
Andrea, how does the Recreational Vehicle Association of America work with Outdoorsy?
We have a really close partnership with the RVIA. A lot of our owners are members. A lot of our staff are members. So we work closely with them to promote the benefits of RV travel and to help sell the benefits of mental wellness as well. The RVIA focuses mostly on selling RVs, but there is a great correlation to people who buy RVs and then are able to make incremental income on Outdoorsy by renting them.
Okay, where is the RVIA based and where is Outdoorsy based?
Outdoorsy is based in Austin, Texas, although we have some remote team members that are actually working from vehicles right now. So we like to think of ourselves as very travel friendly.
And where's the RVIA based?
That I would have to Google it for you.
Okay. I thought you might know. Okay. Is there anything that we haven't asked you that you would like to add?
I think one of the things I definitely would like to add is that if you are looking for inspiration or new places to travel or more information about RVs, we have a really great Instagram account where we share traveler stories, and we have people out in RVs who are teaching you how to cook campfire meals, or how to operate the shower. What do you do when you don't have a toilet in an RV and you're in the middle of a national park? So there's some great content available to people on our Instagram at Outdoorsy.
And how do our listeners contact Outdoorsy? Is there a Facebook page or a website that you can give us?
Yeah, absolutely. Visit outdoorsy.com. That's the easiest way to search for a vehicle if you're interested in RV travel. You can start to filter by the type of vehicle, whether you want to drive it or tow it, if you want it delivered, how many people you want to sleep. We have a really easy navigation to get you through the booking process.
And also, are you on Facebook?
Yes, we are on Facebook, at Outdoorsy.
Okay. And just so our listeners will know, it's O-U-T. D-O-O-R, like outdoor, and then S-Y, Outdoorsy. Sounds like a great idea, and I am interested. I have never rented an RV. I love to travel. I love to see scenery. I love seeing the United States first. And at age 72, it's time I rented an RV, isn't it?
I was going to ask if I convinced you guys to try to rent one.
Oh, I'm in.
Definitely have. Mary Ellen, what do you think?
Oh, I'd love it. My sister and her husband are big RV enthusiasts, and they actually go camping out on the beach and out to the lighthouses and things like that, and they love it. And I'm telling you, I want to join them. I'm listening to this, Andrea. I think I can actually do it. You've convinced me that I just, you know, I shouldn't be intimidated by it.
Absolutely.
Well, I love the great outdoors.
So easy.
I love the great outdoors, but I always think about the campfire scene in Blazing Saddles. However, that was good for a laugh at the time.
Oh, Dan.
Okay. Mary Ellen, anything else for Andrea before we let her go?
Oh, I would just like to know, how can people, is it budget friendly? Is this something that people can afford, or how do they pay for this? What's the best way to, you know, work it out?
Sure. It's definitely budget friendly. You can rent a trailer for as low as $70 a night. And when you start to factor in the cost of a typical vacation for a family where you might spend on airplane flights and hotels and event tickets, you definitely save money with an RV because you can stay in what your travel vehicle is. You can cook your own meals, and you can make your own itinerary that's very flexible.
That's the best.
That sounds really good.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for joining us. Our guest tonight on Travel Itch Radio has been Andrea Wolf, Vice President of Marketing for Outdoorsy, a great RV rental company. Thank you, Andrea, for joining us tonight.
Thank you. It was a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. And Mary Ellen, when are we renting an RV?
Let's go, Dan.
Yeah, I'm definitely ready. When I was young, I loved going camping and things like that, sleeping in a tent. But I think it would be a lot more convenient for sure, sleeping in an RV, especially if it rains or some wild animals come out at night, like a bear or something. It's a lot better to be in an RV.
Yeah.
And I also, you know, I think it's great. You know, I rented a houseboat on Lake Powell, as I mentioned, and I did it 20 years apart. The last time I did it, it was so much more luxurious than the first time. They made so many improvements. It was like ultra modern. They had colored TV and air conditioning and a great kitchen and comfortable beds. And I imagine that the same kind of improvements have been made in RVs over the years, so that you can probably rent something very luxurious.
I would think so, yeah. And at the same time, you can still experience nature. And as Andrea said, you can do this at your own pace and really, really, you know, have a great vacation experience.
Well, I do think that too many people, probably including me, when they go on a vacation drive, they're too much of in a hurry to get from point A to point B, and they don't really enjoy the scenery. But in an RV, you kind of have to enjoy the scenery, I think.
I think so, too.
So it sounds great. And the one question that I was really concerned about, I like the fact that it has bigger mirrors, and it has good sight lines. Because sometimes you rent a car and the sight lines aren't that great, but I'm glad that RVs have good sight lines because that's really important.
And I love that you
this was a great show, and I'm so glad we did this, so glad Andrea was able to fill in. And our listeners should know that Andrea filled in at the last minute. We had another guest from Outdoorsy who couldn't make it tonight, and Andrea stepped up to the plate and hit a home run with the bases loaded. So thank you, Andrea. That was great.
Yeah.
Okay, and I want to tell our listeners, with summer coming to a close, unfortunately, September is next week. I can't believe it. And baseball season reaching an exciting climax just past the halfway mark. How about a cool reading companion about the history of the game? Consider my book, The New Baseball Bible, an unorthodox illustrated history that's not only the most unusual baseball book ever published, but costs less than a sawbuck, such a deal. 488 pages for $19.99. Order on Amazon.com today as a gift for a special someone or even for yourself. And I'd like to inject a personal note here. There's a new organization of baseball authors who produce 2020 books called the Pandemic Baseball Book Club. And if you Google that and look on that site, you'll see two dozen different 2020 baseball books, including my own. And they're all sold at a discounted price from that website, Pandemic Baseball Book Club. Give it a look. Really great idea. And unfortunately, that's it for this edition of Travel Itch Radio. Next week, we'll talk to Marshall Ulrich, author of Both Feet on the Ground, Reflections from the Outside. Now, this is Dan Schlossberg, along with co-host Mariella Nugent-Lee, saying thank you for your time this time until next time. Before I say goodnight, however, wanted you to know we're going to have a two-part special on the 100th anniversary of women's suffrage, and that is going to be coming up in October, a two-part special, back-to-back half-hour shows on the 100th anniversary of women's suffrage with travel events all over the country marking that 100th anniversary. So it's something to look forward to on Travel Itch Radio. And now for Mariella Nugent and for Andrea Wolf and for myself, Dan Schlossberg. Listeners, good night and stay safe, and thank you for listening. End.